Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I don't know her name.
I know this one.
Okay, well, who is it?
Three, two, one.
Hey, guys.
I'm Veronica.
I'm Vanessa. And welcome to Twin My Heart, the podcast. Each week, we're going to be spilling all of the tea from the latest Twin My Heart Season 3 episodes,
including breaking down moments you saw on screen and all the behind-scenes moments that didn't make the cut.
Today, we're going to be discussing episodes 6 and 7 of Twin My Heart Season 3. So if you haven't watched them yet, what are you waiting for?
Yes, go watch them and then come back and listen to this podcast after you've watched those episodes on Awesomeness TV's YouTube channel, because there will be major spoilers ahead.
Spoilers. But before that, we're going to play a game.
Yes, a game of TikTok trivia.
Ooh.
We're going to be tested to see who can answer the most questions correctly. The person who loses must release a TikTok from their drafts.
Whoa, wait, what? Ouch, make sure to play along at home too.
So we want to introduce to you guys our dad, Paul Merrill. He's going to be asking us the question. Say hello.
Hello, everyone.
Let's get started.
I'm ready.
Which celebrity has the bigger TikTok following, Jason Derulo or Kylie Jenner?
I feel like this is a trick question. All right, I got my answer. One, you have yours?
Yeah.
One, two, three. Kylie.
Jason Derulo?
No way.
I spelled his name completely wrong.
Jason Derulo.
Yes.
What? Yes. Okay, because he's huge on TikTok. Kylie barely posts on TikTok.
Okay. All right. Whatever.
That's just the first question. It's fine.
Which year was Charlie D'Amelio born?
Shut up. Up.
2000, 2001, 2004, or 2006?
Huh. Have to do math. I'm doing math right now.
I got mine. If this is wrong, then I suck at math.
3, 2, 1.
2004.
Yes!
Wait, why do I know that?
What? She just turned 17?
She's about to turn 17.
Okay.
At least I got it right.
Who sings the song in TikTok dance, Say So?
One,
two, three.
Doja Cat.
That's easy. Okay, next question.
Who is Alex Warner dating in the Hype House?
I don't know her name.
I know this one.
Okay, well, who is it?
Three, two, one.
Cover.
Who's that? I put Madeline.
Ronnie is
correct. Okay, so it is Cover.
Yeah.
Wow.
How do you spell it?
K-O-U-V-R.
I did spell it right.
Ronnie, good job, Ronnie.
Okay, so we're tied now.
Question number 5. Finish this sentence. Where did they put the muffins?
What? I think I know, but I don't think I know.
1, 2, 3. In the oven?
In the fridge.
That is, both of you are incorrect. It is in the freezer.
Who put the muffins in the freezer? That's what it is.
Name a TikTok dancer challenge inspired by a Drake song.
A Drake song?
There's actually 3 possible answers.
I have never seen a Drake TikTok dance on my For You page ever. My For You page consists of Star Wars, cats, memes, video games.
1, 2, 3. Kiki, One Dance, Hotline Bling.
Oh, I said One Dance Kiki song.
What
is it?
Kiki, right?
You didn't get any of it.
What is it?
It's Tootsie Slide, Flip the Switch, In My Feelings.
Oh.
Judges have ruled that Kiki is, in fact, a Drake song dance or challenge.
Well, it's not. It's In My Feelings. Technically, we shouldn't have gotten the point, but
all right.
I'll take it.
Name a social video app that is similar to TikTok.
You write in a long paragraph. 1, 2, 3. Triller.
I put Triller, Instagram Reels, YouTube Shorts.
The answer is Triller.
All right. 5 to 5.
I thought I would get a bonus because I knew another one.
There's no bonus.
Okay.
What is the name of the main feed page on TikTok?
Now I'm second guessing my answer.
Why? I don't know. 1, 2, 3.
For you, Paige.
Hashtag FYP.
That's correct.
Yes. Okay, so we're still tied.
What three colors are on the TikTok logo? For each color you name, you get a point.
Oh, well, sometimes it changes. Ready?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3. Red, blue, and white.
I put pinkish, blue, and black.
So there's actually four colors. It's pink, black, and blue, and white.
Uh-huh.
So, Ronnie, you got 2 points, Nessa got three.
So it's not red?
Mm-mm, it's like a pink.
Whatever. I will make a comeback.
On TikTok, what is it called when you have two videos playing side by side?
Ha, ha. Oh, wait, no. Never mind. Ready? Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Duet!
That's correct.
Yes. Wow, we are TikTok experts.
10 to 9. Okay, I'm ready.
Name a food trend that was popularized through TikTok.
There are so many.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1. Cloud bread. And the feta pasta.
I put feta pasta.
Both are correct. Feta pasta.
Well, the feta pasta one, we just did that on our channel.
Yeah.
I mean, our
we did a live stream where we made the feta pasta.
Finish this sentence. I ain't never seen.
Do I have to write the whole thing?
3, 2, 1.
I ain't never seen two pretty best friends.
It's always one of them gotta be ugly.
It was just that. Two pretty best friends.
Oh. I said the whole thing, though.
No, I don't. Nope, nope. No extra points for you.
Dang, I'm still one below.
11 to 10.
I don't want to post my drafts.
Last question.
Yeah. Great.
So if Nessa gets this wrong and you get it right, it's tied.
I have a chance.
What TikTok feature allows users to clip and combine scenes from other person's video into their own?
1, 2, 3. Stitch.
That is correct.
Oh!
And Nessa wins.
I win! Yay!
So Ronnie, you gotta post the TikTok draft.
What was the one you messed up on?
I forget.
There were so many questions. My brain hurts right now. Hey you! Yeah, you! Twin My Heart fans!
Let's make a pact and all watch season 3 in our Twin My Heart hoodies and t-shirts.
Ooh, what a great idea. Get your Twin My Heart merch at www.awesomenesstv.com/merch.
Take a picture and show off your merch by tagging AwesomenessTV on Instagram and using the hashtag Twin My Heart. You might just get a repost. Let's get into episode 6 first and go straight to the beginning of the day when Kayana called out Brianna about her kiss with Nate in the barn.
Oh boy. All right, so Brianna went back to the group after her and Nate kissed behind the barn in the previous episode. Did you see her gloating when she went back?
She was like, she couldn't keep her smile to herself. She was just like,
And did you see the other girls' faces?
They were like,
they're all like, I think everyone was just so confused, to be honest. Did you see the look on the other girls' faces? Like,
yeah, they were not happy campers.
Not happy at all. I mean,
But when Kayana was confronting Brianna about it, Daniela looked sick to her stomach. And, like, you can tell, like, the mentioning of a kiss really bothers Daniela. Do you think she'll be able to get over it?
I don't know. I think so. I hope so.
Yeah, I think so. Daniela's a very pretty girl. Like, she should have a lot of confidence and know that she's doing well and
yeah. All right, well, in this episode, the challenge was the Ultimate Influencer Challenge, where the girls had to create a TikTok video, take photos of Nate, and then participate in a smoothie challenge.
I think this challenge is very important because it gives the girls, like, a glimpse of Nate's life, because he's always filming TikToks, he's filming videos,
taking pictures.
Pictures for Instagram. Like, this will show Nate, too, how well the girls do in his environment.
Yeah, and it's going to take someone who can participate in that world and understand how his world works. Because I think that is a very key thing to a successful relationship is when the other person understands your life and your schedule.
Yeah, because I've dated people before who did not understand my busy schedule and like my life and like just like, yeah, I've had some, there was a guy one time who his previous girl dropped everything to just hang out with him every single day.
Oh my god.
And then he expected that from me?
Like, hello? I'm, like, not gonna drop everything I'm doing just to go see a guy. I'm a busy girl. I have work to do. I got people to see, got bills to pay.
Yeah.
People are counting on me. I can't just ditch my job to be a girlfriend.
Yeah. I had a guy get so upset. He was like, I'm at work right now, and my coworker's girlfriend brought him lunch. Why don't you ever bring me lunch? And I was like, what the? You can get your own lunch. What the? I'm not bringing you lunch. I have to. I don't even know what I'm eating for lunch. Like, well, how? Why? It's just an unfair expectation when the person that you're liking expects so much out of you and they don't understand.
Yeah, they just do not get it.
Yeah. And like, sorry, you got to make it like, sorry, I'm not prioritizing you over my work, you know?
Like, you know, I think just people have different perspectives and stuff.
Also, when you get older, it just changes.
People
understand when you're older.
It's different when you have a career you're working on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're not really doing anything and you have time to be a girlfriend and be there every single day, then you know what? Kudos to you. But that's not me.
Not me either.
My job is not being a girlfriend.
So Kate, Aaron, Brianna, and Daniela are creating dancing TikToks, which are always fun, and Nate enjoys those too. But Gabby and Monica put in a lot of creativity into their TikToks and made it really special.
Ooh. I love those kind of TikToks.
Like point of views and just like making a sound and like taking a sound and making like
what did Monica do again? She did, didn't she?
She took a little popular sound trend and like.
And she just made it her own.
And incorporated Nate. Like,
yeah,
it was so cute.
Gabby's TikTok was
so good. And the thing is, on the show, her TikTok, like the music we had to replace because of copyright, unfortunately. But I believe the music was the Up soundtrack.
I think it was that music.
And with that music, and when we were watching it, we all watched it off camera. Like cameras were not rolling. All of us were tearing up and like crying.
The producers, our director, even Nate.
Nate, he teared up too.
He teared up too. It was so sweet. And so
such a sweet moment.
She definitely deserved MVP for that challenge.
100%.
So part of the Ultimate Influencer Challenge was the next thing, the photo shoot challenge, where the girls have to take photos of Nate and then participate in a photo shoot with him.
Monica and Nate's photo shoot was kind of steamy, to be honest, but no kiss.
I know. She made him unbutton his shirt. Like, my eyes.
Right.
My eyes.
But same with Gabby and Nate. They had kind of like a steamy photo shoot too, but no kiss as well. However, yeah.
Brianna and Nate kissed again.
I feel like some people might think that it was awkward for me and Ronnie to be there taking photos of everyone, but it wasn't awkward at all.
No.
I love taking pictures.
I think the only funny thing that happened that obviously did not show on camera because it's not, is that Nate got some lipstick in his teeth. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Nate got lipstick, and it was one of those situations where we were taking the pictures and then we're like, Nate.
It's
like,
just awkward.
How are you supposed to tell someone, like, well, the girl you were just, like,
remember
eating her
the
face?
Challenge from season one?
Oh yeah,
it was all that over again.
That's funny. But yeah, no, it was, we had to tell him. We were like, Nate, come here.
Anyway, but it wasn't awkward at all.
No,
take pride in taking photos. I'm like a really good photographer, and that's something I look for in someone. That's why we did this challenge, because I'm like, they gotta take good photos. My significant other, if they don't take good photos, ooh. No, I'm just kidding. It's not that serious.
That's what she does to me. She shoos me
Ronnie,
away.
You literally took a photography class.
The phone is just a different type of photographing system. I take great pictures of you.
But I always have to straighten them out.
Okay? That's you. You are editing it yourself. Like, that's part of the process of taking a photo.
My
photography class was solely based on just taking photos and figuring out color balance and stuff. It was really frustrating, to be honest.
Okay, so you know who wasn't giving kisses to Nate? Kayana. During their photo shoot, they had a perfect opportunity to kiss, and she denied him. She said,
"No besitos para ti."
¿Por qué?
That means no kisses for you. Which, I'm not sure why she said that. If it was me, and I'll be quite honest, if a guy said that to me, "No besitos para ti," I would have been like, "Huh? What do you mean? What does that mean?"
You know, I don't know about Kayana doing that tonight. You know, in a previous episode of the podcast, we talked about how Nate's ego was a little bit hurt when Daniela didn't kiss him.
I don't even know if it was his ego. I think he was just
embarrassed. So, and now it's happening again. But on Kayana's behalf, she didn't know.
She had no idea
that Nate feels this way about getting denied kisses.
Right. And so that's where I feel like she potentially could have messed up by not kissing him right then and there.
Oof.
Because, right. Like, I mean, it was cute the way she was like, "No kisses for you." But at the same time, like, I just felt, I was like, oh, no. Like, I just knew that Nate was going to be like, mm-mm. I don't know. It just, I just felt bad.
Yeah.
But I understand at the same time
and
that,
you know,
she didn't want to kiss him, which is totally fine.
You don't want to kiss a guy. You don't have to kiss a guy. All right. So the next part of the challenge was the smoothie challenge.
Mm.
Where, you know, YouTube challenges are a part of what we do.
Yeah. And like the smoothie challenge is an iconic YouTube challenge. It's just like YouTube format. And like, you know, the gross out factor, the suspense to see what ingredients you have to blend and how it's going to taste and
blah, blah, blah. Ugh, I hate the smoothie challenge.
People like that. And so it's just, that's why we decided to do the smoothie challenge. And, you know, honestly, the girls were champs. I know Brianna, like, chugged some of it.
Yeah. Like, not she chugged downed some. It.
She did all of it.
All of them were downing it. And then on the side, me and Nate were definitely gagging to ourselves. We were both like, ooh. You can see we were both like just like ooh,
but it was so weird. Like, I don't know if it was portrayed on the camera, but like all the girls chugged it all.
Yeah,
was it portrayed on camera? Because I remember being there in person and just being shook,
like mouth drop.
All of them were just throwing it back like it was lemonade.
I know.
Anyway, it was.
You know, I feel like every YouTuber should do a smoothie challenge. Like, it's like a rite of passage.
Yeah. And as long as I don't have to do another smoothie challenge, then we're good to go.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
So let's get into episode 7, which was filled with even more drama.
All of the girls are really going after what they want, which is Nate, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And you can definitely see the competitiveness coming out. It's on.
So, okay, Monica wins the one-on-one date. She was like literally the smoothie champion. She took amazing photos of Nate and with Nate. She had a funny, cute TikTok that was different from the rest of the girls.
But before Monica goes on her date, Gabby sets up this super cute cheese charcuterie tutorial with Nate. We've been waiting for this one-on-one time between Gabby and Nate for sure. And you know what? Kudos to Monica and Gabby, because if you guys don't know, the girls, because we were in COVID situations where we couldn't leave the house, the girls were told to prepare to take Nate on one-on-one dates. So if they wanted to bring anything, they could. So Monica,
she brought the ice cream sundae.
And Gabby brought the charcuterie
stuff.
And they were the only two who really came prepared. And I think they watched Twin My Heart the previous seasons, and I think they were very prepared. Also, I feel very uncultured, but I had no idea what charcuterie was until Gabby. And then after Twin My Heart, I just kept hearing that word over and over, and I still keep hearing that word charcuterie.
It's become super popular all of a sudden.
But now I'm like in the know. So thanks, Gabby, for educating me on what charcuterie is.
Gabby also has her own charcuterie business, so plugging that in for her.
So they have like this cute one-on-one time, and I don't think you see it in the episode, but I was told to go, I guess kind of like not interrupt, but like tell Nate, hey, it's time for your date with Monica. But they actually, I go over there and Gabby was like, sit down, join. Do you want some? And I was like, oh yeah. So I joined both Nate and Gabby. And she gave me she made like a little rose out of some prosciutto, whatever meat, and like a cracker and some little cheese. And I was like eating it. And then she starts talking about like, oh yeah, so like I have this island, and she said something about an island.
What?
And I was like, she was like, my family has an island.
We just got over the village thing.
Right.
How do you now have an island?
But it was like another one of those things where it's like, I misheard her. So I was like, this girl has a village and an island.
That's funny.
Anyways, so yeah, that did not make it on camera, but the charcuterie was really good. So anyways, so I split the date up, Gabby and Nate's date.
Real quick side note. I hate how like quickly the camera cuts to me and you always interrupting people's dates.
Oh my god.
They had more time in between, okay? It's not like we were like, you're done. No more talking.
Yeah, they would talk for a long time, and then we would have to say, hey, it's time. Like, we're used for transitions.
So after Gabby's date, Nessa and I take Nate and we take him away to his drive-in movie date with Monica. And, you know, the chemistry between them is so great.
It's just amazing. Like, I just want them to kiss already.
And they finally do.
Like, what a dream date.
Dude, honestly...
great date.
A trunk date.
Please, whoever is listening, my future lover, please set up a drive-in movie date.
I didn't set up a drive-in movie date, but I definitely set up a trunk date. And I was like, you know what? I'm not waiting any longer. I'm going to do it myself. I rented a truck for Aaron's birthday, and then we just sat in the back of the truck. It was really nice.
Well, you know what I've had to learn? Is that guys are not going to do your dream date unless there's some... from another planet. So you know what you gotta do? Create your own dream date and surprise them.
And you know what? There's nothing wrong with surprising the guy.
No, yeah, the guy should be
guys deserve to be surprised too.
Yeah. Anyways, so while they're having their date, who's in the hot tub?
Gabby,
Aaron, Kay, Brianna, and Daniela. They're all in the hot tub talking about kisses with Nate, and that Daniela doesn't like that Nate's kissing other girls. I mean, and like, here's the thing. I agree with Daniela, but because it's a dating show, it's just a really difficult situation.
Yeah, it's just not a normal situation. Like, what are you supposed to do?
Like, you can't get mad at him for kissing other girls, but at the same time, it's kind of like,
ooh, here's a good example of like what it's like. All those actors who are in committed married relationships with kids who have to have on-screen lovers. Just one of those situations where you're like, it's just what it is. So on a dating show, I mean, people are going to be kissing people.
So Kay goes to talk to Nate about the kiss that didn't happen. And then Aaron interrupts Kay's time with Nate to ask why she was in the bottom two the other night. I think he said it was because she was getting too comfortable.
Do you think Aaron was too comfortable with like where her and Nate stood?
I mean, she probably feels like
she probably does feel like she has an advantage.
Yeah, because it was probably one of those things where it's like, oh, I would have been kicked off the show already if he was interested in actually getting to know me.
Yeah.
So meanwhile, at the hot tub, Brianna and Kay are talking about Aaron, and they want to know how Aaron and Nate met. Do you think they have a right to know those details?
When you were on the show, Nessa, like, did you have any situations where like exes were brought up and like you felt like you needed to know about their exes and like
nah. I feel here's the thing about exes. Okay, but Aaron is not an ex of Nate's, okay? But in general,
but like,
I think it's important to talk about exes because they are a part of your life. But if they're still like involved in your life in a negative way, then that's where it's an issue. But you know, past situations make you who you are. But Aaron and Nate are different. They're not exes.
Yeah, so I do think that the girls do have a right to know these details because they are trying to get to know Nate. And here there is this girl in his life and they want to know where he stands with this girl.
I feel like if I would have been on the show and like if I was like a contestant on a show and there was a girl, the guy knew already, blah, 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 all that stuff. I feel like because I would have been doing so well in the competition, I feel like I would have been like, hey, I have a genuine question and you don't have to answer, but like, where do you stand with Aaron? Like, like why? And like, none of the girls really asked Nate, like really confronted him. No one really said that to him. They weren't like, hey, how do you actually feel about Aaron? Because it's just interesting that y'all know each other and, you know, she kind of does have an advantage because she knows you. And so I'm just very curious, like, are you, like, what is going on?
You make a really good point.
None of the girls asked him.
I didn't even think about that.
And plenty of the girls were, like, at that point where they could have asked him.
Yeah. Well.
So while they're talking, Aaron goes back to the hot tub and she overhears them talking about her.
Oops. Oops.
The poor Aaron. She keeps hearing people talking about her.
In the midst of all this hot tubness, Daniela and Nate are having a very serious conversation inside the house about last night.
And she reveals to Nate that she actually really likes him, which is interesting because the night before, after the elimination ceremony, Nate and all the girls had a chance to hang out without the cameras because filming was done for the day. So yeah. Everybody was off and the girls and Nate were kind of all hanging out and everyone was having a really good time. Everybody was dancing except for Daniela. You could tell she just really wasn't into it and she barely talked or even looked at Nate. Like, she was talking to me quite a bit.
Yeah, and Nate also noticed this and
he was in his feelings a little bit about it, like especially after like it was all done.
He was like Daniela didn't even talk to me. She didn't look at me or nothing. She's going home.
I was like, Nate, because I'm all like, I'm rooting for Daniela, right? And I'm like, Nate, and he's like, she's going home. I'm sending her home. And so, but like, I feel like because he likes her a lot. Like,
yeah,
you know.
So that all happened the previous night, and now Daniela's telling him that she does like him. So Nate is obviously caught off like guard
because he's all like, she's going home, and she's all like, I really like you, Nate.
And after last night though, he's like, she didn't talk to me or anything, but she does explain to him how she feels, like, you know, like she feels like a little bit intimidated in her feelings as well.
They wrap up their conversation and finally they're getting on the same page and they hug. But off camera, Nate said that he felt safe when Daniela was holding him in the hug.
He said that about
Nate really likes Daniela.
I feel like they clicked since the first date.
I feel like that night when she wasn't really paying attention to him, he was low-key hurt.
That's why. And so he was like, she's going home.
Because she wasn't...
She's playing the game.
She played the game. 100%. But yeah, so after Daniela, after him and Daniela talk, Brianna chats with Nate to talk about the elimination and they kiss. They're like kissing and then Aaron interrupts to let everyone know that it's time for eliminations.
Wait, who does Aaron think she is? That's our job to walk in on the situations and tell
them. You know what happened was she overheard Kat telling us, go tell them that it's time for eliminations, and both me and Ronnie were like, oh, because we felt bad that we kept interrupting stuff, and she goes, I'll do it, and she just goes to interrupt. So I was like, all right, so like, Aaron can do it.
Honestly, like, we had no idea that they were kissing upstairs. Mm-mm. So it literally looks like one of those scripted moments again.
But like, but they stopped kissing right as she walked in the room.
Stop
it. So I don't know if she even saw. I don't think she saw them kiss.
What do you think she would have done if she did?
I don't know. But I don't think she was spying on Nate and Brianna. I literally think she was just like, yeah, I'll go grab them. Because she's just chill and cool like that.
Do you? What if she did do that because she wanted to see what
they were? Well, if she did, then she's hiding it pretty well.
Yeah.
So now let's get into eliminations. Ugh. There's no bottom two.
No.
So Kay's name is immediately called to go home. And both Kay and Nate discuss how romantic chemistry wasn't there for them and that they would be better off as friends rather than like boyfriend and girlfriend. Have you ever been in that situation before?
I don't know, Nessa. What about you? I got to think about mine.
Where I was like, yeah, I've been in that situation where I've been like on a date and then I was like, you know what? Like, we're just better off. Like, you're a nice guy, but I can't. And it's so hard. So hard to do that. I swear. Man.
If you can't get enough of Twin My Heart,
then why not wear it?
Check out our new Twin My Heart merch line, where you can find a selection of hoodies and t-shirts in a variety of colors.
My favorite items are the cropped hoodies and the t-shirts.
Well, I love hoodies, and these hoodies are so soft and so comfy.
Go to www.awesomenesstv.com/merch to order yours today, and why not tell a friend? Well, these two episodes had so many surprises. I could barely keep up with who was stealing Nate away, who was getting kisses. Ooh. Catch a new episode of Twin My Heart next Sunday on Awesomeness TV, and don't forget to meet us back here at the podcast after you watch.
If you like this podcast, don't forget to tell a friend and follow Twin My Heart, the podcast, on Spotify.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.